This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It is time once again for our Joy Law segment, and joining us in the studio are the team from KHQ Lawyers. It is Chris and it is Amelia. Welcome.
Thanks, guys.
We're very excited to have you here. There are also some new members of the Joy Law team, one who is physically present and one who is not physically present here because they're in a bathtub.
It's true. I have Christy Siapkus from our commercial team. She's not in the bathtub, just to clarify.
she is fully clothed.
Fully clothed. It doesn't happen often. And I also have a new member to my household called Pancake. And Pancake is a duckling.
And is Pancake going to be a lawyer or... How does a pancake?
I'm not sure yet. It's just too soon to tell, really. He's only been with us one night. We did watch a bit of Law and Order last night, a bit of Olivia Benson. So he's, I think he might come along at some point.
I'll let him stretch his wings and make his own decisions.
Good idea.
We'll throw up a photo of Pancake onto our Rach, Jack and Dean page so everyone can have a little look at the newest KHQ lawyer.
Peking Duck the Pancake.
Peking Duck the Pancake.
Now, back to matters of the law.
Yes.
Now, I've got to admit, I'm feeling a little bit yes-no fatigued. Does that make me a bad gay?
No, I agree. Yeah. It is. It's so out there at the moment and they're so, oh, we're going to get it and no, we're not going to get it. And for me, it's more around just saying, you guys with a no campaign, what you're saying is just really kind of wrong. And so today we want to talk about that. And I know it's more yes, no, but we want to say, hey, some of the stuff that you're saying is actually discrimination and it's not cool. And these are the reasons why. So that's where we sort of want to go today and also have a brief chat around safe schools and a few other fabulous things that we've got that's going on at the moment or will be going on very soon.
So fantastic. So one of the issues that is being played out in the debate is this issue of religious freedoms.
Correct.
And separation of church and state.
Yes.
And what the yes vote, if it were to be successful, what it might mean for church.
So look, at the end of the day, there are religious exemptions in place and I'll get Amelia to talk further about that. But essentially, it won't change a thing. It won't stop ministers or priests from refusing to marry members of the gay community. That's fine. Yes, vote. They don't have to anymore either. So I might shoot to Ace, who will explore that a little bit
more.
We should
explain that it's Amelia and Ace. It's the same person.
I don't have an imaginary friend in the studio. Yeah.
Many talents, many facets. That's me. Uh-huh. Look, the thing that we have to be careful of and we have to keep an eye on is that there is a ramping up of this kind of language from the No campaign, which is they're feeling a little bit backed into the corner, perhaps, and they're talking about how, if the law does pass, then we're going to be discriminated against and it's going to mean that there's going to be restrictions on our freedom, which is, frankly, bullshit. But if you look at what is currently in place in terms of the law, we have to say that, as Christina mentioned, religious organisations are effectively free to discriminate on the basis of sex, sexual orientation and various other bits and pieces, provided that discrimination conforms with their doctrines or beliefs or the principles of their religion. So this is...
Because in times gone by, I imagine a Roman Catholic priest could refuse to marry a divorcee.
Yeah, of course.
Correct. In the church.
Yeah, and there's a fairly broad exemptions and there's a few different iterations of them and it extends to not having to ordain a priest who is gay or transgender and not having to marry someone who is... two same-sex people. Now, no one's going to try to force a church to do that. No one wants to either. And we're not going to be like banging down the doors being like, Hollywood.
And having said that, driving down, albeit it is Fitzroy, but going through Fitzroy, Carlton, those areas, every uniting church that I pass, yes, out the front. It is brilliant. Catholic Church, probably not so much. But it also it extends more beyond the church to even teachers that are teaching within religious schools. I had a friend who was teaching in quite a well-known private school. Gay, didn't disclose it, didn't have to disclose it, became pregnant with her partner and was essentially asked to leave because of that. So couldn't fire her, but they asked her to leave because they didn't want to reveal that she was a lesbian carrying a child.
So is that... But that doesn't count as discrimination, employment discrimination?
It kind of doubles up. It's exempt, is my understanding.
So there's a little bit of complexity around the interplay of discrimination law and other laws regarding employment, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, the thing to note is that these are exceptions or exemptions to law around discrimination. So the general law is don't discriminate. It's not legal to do so. So when, for example, you have the little mum and pop baker, which seems to always be the example that people bring up. I don't know why, like,
cakes.
People
Everyone's
doing a roar
into cake.
Exactly. Surely you want to sell as much cake as you can. I don't know. I'm not their business advisor. But the law currently says that someone in trade or commerce cannot discriminate on the basis of sex, religion, or anything else, right? So you can't say, I won't sell you this cake because you are of a particular race, of a particular religion, or a particular orientation.
The thing that argument that always fascinates me is if a baker is prepared to sell me sourdough and a custard slice and a scone, why can't they sell me a cake as well that I may use for a wedding?
Yeah, which has a 300% markup on it. Exactly.
But they can also just say, too busy, sorry, can't do it this week, can't do it for a year, and they can get around it that way, essentially.
And that's legally permissible.
Well, not if you can prove that they have actually discriminated. So if you do feel like you've been discriminated against unlawfully, then you need to be talking to the Victorian or Australian Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Commission, who look after this sort of stuff. You can bring an action in VCAT. These sort of things happen.
So I was going to say, if you have a question about these matters, you can give us an SMS on 0427 JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. You are with Rach Jackson-Dean for The Drive Home. It is our Joy Law segment, and we are joined in the studios by KHQ lawyers. It's Amelia, or Ace, as we like to call her, and Chris. We're talking about the yes-no campaign.
Yep.
And what happens if we get a yes?
Yeah, so we've been talking lots about no, but look, if we get a yes, so many things will happen. But the most important one at the moment is we have so many people living in Australia that have been married overseas that come back to Australia and their marriages are not recognised. We also have people that, of those people that have married overseas, have subsequently separated and they're what we call wedlocked. So they can't apply for a divorce in Australia. They often can't go back to the country in which they married because they have to be citizens of that country, so they can't get divorced, so they're just stuck. And that has many implications in terms of property settlements, future spouses, all of those sorts of things.
So if the marriage is not recognised in the country that you are residing, so in Australia,
yes,
you are still wedlocked?
Correct. Because you go anywhere else and you're married. So you can't go overseas and marry a different partner because you have to be divorced to do that. So it's really complicated.
It is complicated.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that.
So, I mean, the government, if anything, should be thinking. I mean, the divorce fee to file a divorce in the court is $865. Imagine the money they would get from that. Are they not thinking this through?
A revenue raiser.
I know.
How about with trans people?
So at the moment with trans people, it's really sad. So if they're married and they transition and change their birth certificate and they then subsequently are married to someone from the same sex, that marriage is actually invalid. And it's really sad. So although they'll stay in a relationship with their partner and they'll love their partner and they'll keep sharing their life together, they're not legally recognised. So they go from being married to having no legal recognition at all.
And I guess the other issue, of course, we said earlier that it's Intersex Awareness Day on October 26th. Mm. What's the implication for someone whose birth certificate identifies them as, or maybe is
both,
less clear about the agenda?
Yeah, yes. I mean, some of them are silent, some of them have male and female, and obviously if it's male and female, then you're looking at the same situation. They can't marry either sex because it's illegal here.
Is it true that someone who is transgender, although they may change their birth certificate, for example, they were female, they've now transitioned to male, mm-hmm. and they have a female partner, is it still correct that they cannot get legally married because they were born?
No, if their birth certificate says male, they are fine.
Oh.
Yeah. They have to. It's all about the birth certificate. Yeah, yeah. And that's why if they go the other way, they can't continue to be legally married because they identify as male and are legally male.
Yes. So.
What a complicated set of circumstances.
Yeah.
So I'm just processing some of that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, we have friends, we have visitors who come from overseas who just actually can't understand how this could be our legal system, how this could be the way things work. And this is actually something that's been called out by the UN as being sort of patently unfair and contrary to
a violation of human rights.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yes, so if you have not yet voted, please take the opportunity to get your votes in for the the marriage equality postal vote. Thank you very much for your time, Chris.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Ace. We look forward to seeing you next time.
KHQ Lawyers offer family law advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, arrangements for co-parenting and children after separation, and property settlements, including financial agreements.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation and adopt a flexible approach to billing, offering fixed fee arrangements and upfront estimates to suit your requirements.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.